This is Ken Fry. When I read C.C. Lee's book, Becoming Divinely Human, I was struck by how beautifully and concisely the chapter lead-in paragraphs summarized my experience in waking down in mutuality. I was moved to record those lead-ins, adding musical interludes that reflected my feelings during the various stages of the process she describes. What follows is that recording. We hit a place in our lives, for some of us, after years of self-improvement and spiritual practices, when we began to run out of steam as we noticed that our lives were still marked by confusion, separateness, self-doubt, perhaps even despair. Yet, we still hungered for something intangible that would bring meaning to our lives, something that would make it all okay. Through exposure to the teachings and transmission of a divinely human person who, by his or her very existence, revealed the possibility of a truly different way of facing the challenges of being human, changes began happening in us. We felt enlivened by this contact and began to feel ourselves responding with renewal of hope. We relaxed into the core wound. Once we realized that this core wound was the natural and inescapable result of the human predicament, intuiting that we are infinite souls but experiencing our lives as very conditioned, limited selves, we stopped being so hard on ourselves and began to relax and trust the wisdom and intelligence of being. As we relaxed out of trying to be the way we thought we should be, we began to honestly see and greenlight ourselves as we are in order to further our embodiment. We said yes to our total being, permitting ourselves to show up however we were being in the moment. Much deeper than mere acceptance, greenlighting does not mean complacency or resignation. Instead, it is an act of curiosity and ongoing inquiry that leads to deeper understanding and whole being integration. We became aware of the patterns of our conditionings that were once useful in supporting our survival, but were now often seen to be unhealed, broken zones, keeping us separate, inauthentic, and unavailable for real intimacy and aliveness. We discovered how we could bring interested curiosity to our investigation of these conditioned, partial selves, and welcomed them as they are without trying to fix or change them. Lo and behold, when given conscious attention, they began to move toward greater wholeness and freedom. Over time, we discovered a much greater ability to be fully in presence with strong feelings, thoughts, and emotions, both our own and those of others. These strong feelings ran the full range of possibility, including sensual delights. As well as more difficult feelings. What the? We sought out and joined together with like-minded people who were also committed to the love, investigation, and expression of true and total being. Whenever possible, We worked with divinely human teachers and other helpers to benefit from their presence, experience, and transmission. In the environment of mutuality, we became freer and more authentic in our expression, knowing that perfection was not required. We also remained accountable to one another, ever ready to see, admit, and even embrace our limitations and make amends when necessary. Through gazing, transmission, meditation, or in-seeing, we became receptive to and experienced profound spiritual openings, compassion, and great love. We took whatever actions were necessary and appropriate to grasp the means of our own realization, the irrevocable whole-being integration of infinite conscious presence with finite local matter, our humanness, and became divinely human. We endured some challenging passages of integration as our newly awakened divine nature began configuring our whole being so that we could embody greater freedom, wholeness, compassion, and love. As we lived forward into this new manner of experiencing life, we continued to explore the further possibilities of awakened heart, awakened mutuality, awakened freedom, and awakened purpose in company with others who were also exploring their newly awakened potentials. Our divinely human awakening took root in us and became so unshakable that, although we continued to weather the ups and downs of our lives, we never again lost touch with who we truly are, and our lives became imbued with the grace and ease of being. If what you just heard strikes a chord in you, then waking down can be of invaluable assistance to you, as it was for me. Please return to wakingdown.org, where you will find a wealth of information, a schedule of upcoming and ongoing events, many teachers and mentors who can assist you, and much more. I welcome you and send you blessings on your journey of becoming divinely human.